It is your pre-match warm-up. Domestic footy very much back on the agenda. Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson, Pete Bolster, Kev Walsh, all in the studio. There'll be a sprinkle of Dave Mooney a little bit later on in the show as well. But Neil, I am really looking forward to this one on Thursday. Some people might say it's only the fourth round of the League Cup, but it is against City. There are markers to be laid down, but also in terms of what's to come from a league campaign point of view, this game very much plays into that in terms of getting people up to speed.
It's why I wanted to be in it, first and foremost. It was a game that you really wanted to be able to play. There's a load of reasons why. One is that it's as simple as, it's a warm-up for everyone, you know, in the most basic way. It's a warm-up for the staff who work at the Etihad, and that's a really weird thing to say, but you go through this process where no one does the job for 8 weeks, and all of a sudden you sort of plunge back in. Six, 7 weeks. Everyone sort of needs this one to go through, I think, to an extent. That it's City is, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think the idea of, you know, you win, you're probably favourites to win the competition. You lose, you're out, and therefore it's no longer any of your business, and you've not got to worry about quarterfinals or semi-finals coming up. And you can maybe go a bit stronger when it comes to the game against Wolves in the FA Cup and see if you can make a fist of the defence of that. I think that's good as well. I think I'd like it to be at Anfield. That's the one thing I'd like, just for all of us, the idea of being able to get there and get stuck in. But apart from that, I think it's a great draw, and it's a great opportunity, and I am looking forward to it massively. And I think it's going to tell us a lot, not about necessarily what's going to happen next, but where certain players are up to, you know, and that goes for them as well as it goes for us. Let's be clear, you know, Haaland and Salah are a really interesting comparison through this. Neither of them went off to play a World Cup game or anything like that. So I think all in, I think it's going to be a real feast, and I think that that's something that we've all got to be looking forward to getting our teeth stuck into. I like big games of football, and I like big games of football that often don't have a lot riding on them. You know, it's a lovely sort of position where it feels significant. It's a really good opponent. We're all going to learn a thing or two. The flip side is, if you get beat, you get beat, and you just sort of got to get on with your lives, and then you can get ready for the next phase. No, it's almost a perfect storm, other than the fact that it's not happening in L4.